Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
How much weed do those rats go through? Send me a story about rats eating a ton of weed. More than Todd this past weekend? And we had Nick to
only
that
by
too.
A little.
All right.
I think it was 500 pounds.
Because Todd was in a legal state.
500 kilograms.
Arizona is legal. Recreational now, too, right?
I had 10 gummies. Oh, I probably got half of that eighth left. It'll be waiting for me when I get back.
All right. Until you, yeah.
Until you smoke it up in San Diego.
You forgot that you smoked it.
Dad, you smoked that. It's not here, man. So,
this was in New Delhi.
What were your plane adventures like? Were you drinking? You left here on Tuesday to go to the airport, right?
I had... Well, I started drinking about 10:30 in the morning on Tuesday.
Exactly.
Because I was at the airport bar.
Yep.
But the pretty bartenders were not there.
Oh. Boy, hopefully they were just dudes.
Yeah. Hopefully it was a dude.
Hopefully they were just dudes.
You know the one
you're being
dude.
So rude, man.
Right.
Oh, another dude. Yeah.
You know the one dude.
All right.
And then I think I only had the one on the plane.
The pretty bartenders were there.
And the lady next to me was kind of shaming me for.
What do you mean?
Because I think I wanted another drink. You don't need another drink.
Who said that?
Yeah.
What?
The woman next to me.
Why would she say that out loud to
was
you?
Was it your wife or your mother? Because if not, then she doesn't have any room to speak.
Yeah, there's no shame at the airport bar.
His mom's no longer
with us. No, this is while I was on the plane.
That's what I'm saying, but those are the two people.
I was on the plane and was informed that I probably don't need another drink.
Who said that?
Lady next to me.
How old was she?
She must be a teetotaler. She was younger than me. Younger than me.
Why would she say that? I mean, that takes a lot of balls, man.
Right. People are kind of judgy.
Yeah. That would have been a perfect time just to blast ass.
Were you talking
to her before drink? That?
A little bit.
Were you slurring?
I don't think I was slurring.
So you had, how many drinks did you have at the bar?
Couple.
Doubles?
I assume so.
Which is no big deal for us.
Probably. Okay,
so you got four shots heading on the plane, and you had another drink on the plane, right? Another vodka?
Well, I have them give me two. Give me two little bottles.
The first time.
In a can.
And you drank that.
Yeah.
Then you wanted another one.
Yeah.
And she said.
You know.
So she has no idea that you drank two at the bar. So she's judging you after one drink.
Right.
And she doesn't know you?
She doesn't know that two bottles of vodka is like nothing.
No, she doesn't know my tolerance.
No.
She doesn't know anything about you. She has no reason to speak there.
Was she
Shut
hot?
Up.
Was she hot?
Oh, I don't think particularly.
Did she know you?
Especially not after she spoke.
You weren't one of the pretty passengers.
No.
Was she on the, did she recognize you?
Mm-mm.
Those kind of people? Okay, good.
Who would say that to a complete stranger?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that to anybody, drink. Man. I spilled a Bloody Mary on a guy in first class.
Oh, did you?
And he didn't even say, you don't need another one.
Yeah, but that's a dude. A dude understands.
It was on his jacket, too. He's flying for business. I said, dude, I'm so sorry.
In first class?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course you're going to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
How did it work out with the row?
Oh, I was unable to get row. It's now row 9.
Oh.
On the newer planes.
Yeah.
And I did
guess it, right?
There was nobody. Everybody was sitting in the aisle seats. So I had to go for like 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
You still got served pretty much right away.
Had to move a couple back.
Okay.
Yeah, but not right away.
What was your answer when you said you need another drink? You don't need another drink.
I don't recall what I said.
I don't remember you sleeping with me yet. Are you,
right.
You sleeping with me? Then you can tell me what they're doing, man. That'll creep her out.
Yeah.
I resisted the urge to tell her to F off.
Yeah. What did you say? Did you say anything?
I don't think so.
Good. I think Nick's right. She just blasted ass right there.
Just leaned right towards her.
Hey, if I fall asleep and start farting, sorry.
Yeah, but the problem is
either going to be drinking or snoring and farting.
That's a 2.5 hour. You're flying against the.
Yeah, it's 2:45.
2:45.
That's close to 3 hours.
Yeah. And then you got the drink?
You got the second one?
No, they didn't come around because I think it got a little bumpy.
Yeah, but see, the problem there is you want to pop off to that lady. You want to respond. But if you do, then she's hitting the call button, right. And you're the one getting in trouble being a big bully.
Old drunk yelling at her.
Like, no, she shouldn't have said anything.
Right. No, it's best not to act up at all on the plane.
But I can't believe she said something.
No, I can't either.
Mind your own business, bitch. Say that.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
You want to say that.
Yeah, but then if you say the word bitch, they come back. And I'm threatened by this old man sitting next to me drinking too much vodka.
Did they bring a snack around?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had snacks.
Did you tell her she didn't need that?
There you go.
I should have.
You don't need any peanuts. Yeah. That'd have been funny. Oh, yeah. Okay. She's a bigot. All right. Sorry. So are you, did you fall asleep then?
No.
That's
I don't sleep on planes much anymore.
Neither do I. Yeah.
I find it difficult.
Yeah. plus you waste four aisles with gas. So when you're sleeping. So.
Well, that's valuable drinking time that he's wasting if he sleeps.
What about the flight back? Are they cool?
Flight back was.
You flew Saturday morning. You flew pretty early.
Oh,
Saturday.
Yeah. I didn't drink on Saturday morning because I pretty much had my fill. At that point, I didn't even want to. I had a little mimosa for breakfast because the Bloody Mary sounded a little heavy.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. And then we were coming off, too. Yeah, about 4 days of drinking.
A little champagne.
You must have gotten after it if a Bloody Mary sounded heavy.
It's not champagne. It's
especially when we drink them.
Yeah.
What's the sweet sparkling wine now?
Prosecco?
Prosecco.
Yeah, my wife.
That's what they make the mimosas
she's
out of.
She's got an IV of Prosecco, pretty much. That's how
and
much she
likes
that. And
if you want the Prosecco in the large wine glass instead of the skinny little flutes,
yep.
Yeah, $20.
On a plane?
No, at the bar, at the airport
20
bar.
$20?
Yeah.
Now, that should get you the whole bottle.
That's my wife's drinks, man. Yeah. That's a huge
drink. It doubled the price of breakfast.
Good Lord.
I'd like a breakfast sandwich and some potatoes.
Potatoes.
And a mimosa. Okay, that'll double the price.
$48, please.
Yep. You're about right.
Did the Prosecco, how much, if you're paying $20 Prosecco, how much they dilute that with orange juice? Half and half?
Yeah, probably.
See, you're paying for $20 for basically a half a glass of Prosecco.
For a couple shots of Prosecco.
Right.
$20
should be the whole glass of Prosecco. Get orange juice on the side and make it a big one now.
Should get you the whole bottle.
It should, actually. Could you order Prosecco for $20 and order orange juice for $5? Maybe that would still make it more money, but still, that's what I would do. Yeah. They say, sir, you need anything? You say, I haven't even drank yet. Wait, it looks like you got after it this weekend.
Are you okay, sir?
Did you get the
when you get flagged before you start
you
drinking?
Cut off,
as you know, you look bad.
You cannot order booze.
It might have come to just me, but there was a guy that said a tutorial on how to drink on the plane.
And apparently,
I read that
he sneaks the little bottles on.
I did that. Mm-hmm. I did that before 9/11 all the time. I didn't know you couldn't even. I used to put them in my bag and just fly with them. They wouldn't even look.
You know? No, and now I'm afraid to do that because if you get caught with that,
they won't. They'll take your take it from you.
Well, no, they might take the plane down. You know, they go to extreme measures anymore.
No, you don't want that, but they might not. But you still, though, you don't want to risk that. Where's he put them?
Well, I don't think it's illegal. It's more the size of what you're taking on the liquid on the plane.
Oh no, you can take
opening up the alcohol it's not allowed.
But if you took a bunch of those little Tito bottles with you, you could open them up at the. When I used to do that, I would still order one drink with the vodka, so that way.
Oh, and they'd supplement it with the.
Yes, because that way they start smelling booze when you're walking past you. You didn't order any booze. Yeah, I did. But you have an extra bottles there to keep filling up.
It's so weird, that adults have to hide a drink.
I know.
Oh, I remember that
once. Medicine pulled out a whole handle of whiskey once on a flight.
It was pre-9/11.
Who did that?
So Medicine Hat. Yeah. No, that's you pulled awesome. A whole handle out.
I didn't know that was not legal, pre-9/11. I just had it in, my camera bag, and we were just out in the open drinking it, and And
I did too.
The waitress said,
I never got caught.
You know, because Southwest is based in Texas and blah, 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 this rule and that rule. You can't bring elk. Mm. Oh, I didn't know that. Mm. And she just said, well, just put it away.
Right.
Now I think they arrest you. Now I think they put the plane down.
I don't know.
Now I'm afraid that
Mike, our buddy Mike is listening.
Well, like the woman next to me would have ratted me out.
Oh, she would have.
Oh, yeah.
Stuck a Tito's out of your butthole. Right?
There's always that.
Yeah.
So I just don't want to act up, period, on a plane because
of that.
That puts you down.
Yeah.
And you got to find another flight.
There was a Southwest or Spirit Airlines had to land in Arkansas or flying somewhere distance. I didn't see the story. I didn't see the actual what happened, but I didn't click on it yet. Passenger disturbance. They had to land halfway.
Yeah, I didn't get the details on that.
But it wasn't just a guy pulling Tito's out of his butthole.
That might have been.
Why do you keep it in your butthole? You can just put it in your pocket. I know. I like it.
It was.
Why wouldn't I?
Where'd you keep yours?
Yeah.
It was post 9/11, but this is probably 10, 15 years ago. It was probably 15 years ago or more. We were on a flight with a... And you know, it was my wife and I in the row, and then another guy sitting on the window, and he pulled out a big tall boy beer and cracked it open.
Oh, really?
And
nice.
We got
you hear that? Did people hear it?
No, he sat there tipping on it, no problems for probably half an hour or more, and finally one of the flight attendants walked by and he stopped and he said, look, you're not supposed to do that. I got to take it away from you, but. I'll bring you another beer.
Oh, she was cool then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he was all. And he said he was within like one swig of being done with that tall boy.
Right. Yeah.
And so it was just like, here, just drink this one instead. I have to take that one away from you.
Got it. All right.
But here's a complimentary beer just to make up.
Yeah,
for
but
it.
That's before everyone turned into jackasses.
Oh yeah.
Of COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
COVID situation is also different after 9/11, right?
But I was still surprised that this guy was cool with the passenger. Like, here, just take a beer. It's all good.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, I'm afraid just to act up in any way, shape, or form on a plane.
And even there's some bitch telling you, should do
or even in the airport,
trick, man.
I like the combination of getting cut off at the airport bar and being worried about acting up on the plane.
Well, in Todd's defense, you got cut off right before COVID, like that weekend.
Yeah.
And I generally don't act up when I'm drunk.
No, but then stop talking to me then.
Yeah, I can't believe she would say that.
I know. Who is she? If you're listening.
I'd be very surprised if she is.
Have read a little something more into that. But that's certainly the message I took away.
Perception is reality.
Yeah.
What would she say you don't need another one for?
Why would she think she knows you well enough to say that? You've just been sitting next to each other on one flight.
Yeah.
Well, it was sexual. Yeah. She goes, you might not need any more of that. I want to make sure that thing works.
Don't think it was that.
It could have been. You don't know, man. I don't want to have a whiskey dink when you land.
Here. Yeah, she was worried about your dong function.
That's exactly right. I was trying to be a little more clever, but that's perfect.
Oh. No.
I said whiskey dink.
Yeah,
that was really clever. That's what I'm thinking. It was dong action. Right.
No, I don't
think
so.
This guy looks like he's great in a sack.
That stuck to the tape.
Exudes it.
This dude on my flight next to me.
No,
half in a bag already.
Good for you for maintaining control, Todd, because that would piss me off.
I think Todd's right. You know, I think I know me. I probably would say something like, I'm a pro, relax or something like that.
I'm a grown ass man, and I don't know you, so shut up.
I probably wouldn't show the word bitch in there, although I want to say bitch.
Yeah,
because you're right. Todd says, yeah, who they're not kicking this woman off the plane. They're kicking Todd off the plane.
Right.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's the one getting in trouble if he says anything back to her.
Right.
But no, I had somebody years ago pop off to me saying, so, you know, trying to scold me about something, and that was my line back. I was like, look, you're not my wife or my mother. You can't talk to me like that.
Right.
Stop it.
Yeah, my wife has asked me if I need another drink.
Yeah, I don't like
it. I'm usually you're probably right, but, you know, I'm always going to have one.
Need? No. Want? Yes.
Like, is that a good idea? Yeah. Like, I don't know. We'll find out.
In a second.
Hang on for about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll all find out together.
Man. Or should you slow down? Maybe.
Maybe. You know, you could be quiet, too. How about that? How about...
Are you driving?
About
okay,
you?
Then it's not a problem.
Don't know.
We're all good.
Do you want to drive? Right. That should be your answer.
Okay, I found this guy's email. I like it. Todd's Southwest Drinking Calculus.
All right.
As a fellow functioning alcoholic, I want to drop a quick note about the quickest, cheapest, and most efficient way.
How all of us always throw the word functioning in
to
there.
To drink on a plane.
Gets you to sleep at night.
I just listened to Tuesday's show where Todd discussed the seat in which you could procure an overpriced weak drink in the least amount of time. As a science teacher, I have to say that the observation and testing of the serving hypothesis certainly seems to be on the up and up, but I don't see the point of the experiment. The TSA allows multiple containers of liquids up to 3.4 ounces to be in your carry-on bag. Given that an airplane bottle, 99 cents at most liquor stores, has an ounce and a half, you can proudly pack as many as you can fit into the bag you take on the plane. The airlines technically don't allow it, so it's a little awkward when you ask for a tonic water with no booze, but as long as they don't see, and so what if they do? See, that's the part I'm concerned about. So what if they do? I just think they can make it miserable for you.
Well, that's why when I did that before, I would never just order the tonic water or the Bloody Mary mix with nothing else. I'd always order one drink. I'd bite the bullet and take the money. And then have the extra ones for the doubles.
Yeah, but he makes a good point here. Yeah. TSA doesn't
have a problem at all.
Give a rat's ass. They let you go through security with it.
They did. When I remember, they did.
You still can.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been doing this for years.
That's a good point. You're just not allowed to open it.
TSA does not care about letting you pass with that.
It saved me countless dollars, not to mention waiting for the flight attendant to get around to me. My wife and I have literally bought a case of mini bottles on board during international flights.
Does he make it obvious? Does he say, can I have just a half a cup of tonic water? You know, when like you order Starbucks, say, do you want room for cream on that? Yes, I do. Do you want room for your vodka in your pants? Yes, I do.
I'm just afraid that I would get caught and they would put the plane down and I would just be the jackass. Everyone would hate me and then I'd have to find another ride home or wherever I'm going.
I knew I didn't sit by that guy for a reason.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if they would take a plane down over there.
They would not, Todd.
Like, Todd has booze. We're going to have to land the plane.
The guy half sleeping in the back, he's not bothering anybody, is dangerous to everybody involved.
But I'm just assuming that's what they do.
And you got booze money, but it is expensive on a flight when you start ordering doubles right away. You
know? Well, it all adds up.
Right.
After the overpriced cocktails at the bar, airport bar.
That's true. The $20
Prosecco, the sandwiches are
mimosas,
more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, but I set aside a large budget for drinking when I'm flying.
I do too.
You know, you go to the bar, it's $50.
Yep.
If you want a couple of drinks, if you want a couple of Bloody Marys, that's count on spending $50 at the bar.
Yeah.
Just for a couple.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about it.
Right.
It says here you can get thrown off the flight, but that's up to the flight attendant. You could get fined up to $11,000. But again,
that's the thing.
For opening up your own alcohol on the plane.
I've run across way more testy flight attendants, especially since COVID, and I can't blame them. They're dealing with a lot of jackasses.
That's true.
But I'm just afraid you're going to catch a flight attendant in a bad mood. And we're going to have to drop you off in Little Rock.
But apparently, this is cool. I did not know this. JetBlue, they're still around, right?
Yep.
Yeah. JetBlue, if you bring your own alcohol on the plane, you can give it to the flight attendant.
They have a corking fee.
And then they can serve it back to you at no charge.
Oh.
But the flight attendant has to give it to back to you.
A small cooler of Bud Light and say, just open these for me when you get a chance.
Can you hand me this, please?
You're not opening it. That's the key. You give it to the flight attendant. They open it up and serve it back to you.
She's serving you.
And then you have circumvented the FAA regulation.
Serving you.
All right.
But only on JetBlue do they do that.
Doesn't it sound like one of the situations if you bring up they make their own rules. The Isle Donkeys say what they want to say. Like, we don't serve until 9 o'clock, which is not true. I had an Isle Donkey tell me that one time in the morning.
I've heard that, too.
Right.
And that's not a rule.
She just didn't want me to get a drink. And I was flying out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I'm in the air. I needed to get right because I was really hung. And it was a Sunday morning in Pennsylvania, and you couldn't get alcohol at the airport until, like, noon for some stupid reason. It was a weird liquor law.
That's insane.
So I had to wait to get on the flight to get a drink, and I was, white-knuckling anyway, and I was hungover. And I go, I got a Bloody Mary, please. She goes, we don't serve till 9. And our flight was a little delayed. And I look at my watch. I had a watch on at the time. I said, it's 9:15. And I could tell she was just pissed.
Damn it.
Because she just threw that random number out there. Because you could serve at 6 in the morning. I've gotten a Bloody Mary on a flight at 6 in the morning.
Did I say 9? I meant 10.
Right.
We don't serve till 10.
She was not happy that 10. I faced her with my watch.
Tick tock, bitch.
Todd, when she said that might have been before 9/11 when I said I should have said tick tock, bitch.
Tick tock, bitch.
Even pre 9/11, you probably get thrown off the plane there.
So Todd, she says, what's her exact quote to you?
I don't recall the exact quote.
But it's
so she might have had a point.
You're paraphrasing a little bit. She says what?
Implication was
as you say to the one, I had another drink.
Or are you just speaking out loud in the seat, going, I wish they'd come by for another drink?
Did you order the drink?
No, I don't think I did. Maybe I announced that I sure could use another one.
Got it. Yeah. She said what?
And she disagreed.
Yeah.
The hell you could.
She leaned over and said,
"Hi, I'm Todd.
Do you like crane dances?"
All right, bring me up here.
Oh, okay, hang on. Go ahead.
This is Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah. Walking onto a yard. Oh, your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Yeah. Your scarf, it was apricot. Hello! One eye in the mirror. Oh, it's so good, man. Watch it now.
I'm watching it.
You watching it now?
So, for those who don't get the visual, imagine a beautiful 19-year-old girl in a low-cut, backless dress, with garters, all black, and she sings rather well too.
She's great.
Good.
They should re-release that. She should release that as a single.
Absolutely.
It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction with Carly Simon. Watch her, and I know we're creeping out on how she looks, but
it's what we do.
It's an amazing performance.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That guitar player on here is, dude, I always thought the guys that have the guitars that just
stop at the end.
What are you? Oh, cool.
You can't tune that.
That's so 85, man.
Yeah, it is. They were clouds in my coffee.
All right, go on back.